President Obama this morning unveiled a package of global initiatives aimed at cracking down on illegal fishing. He also announced two new marine sanctuaries, but as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, they are not in Alaska.
Obama delivered the message in a video address to an oceans conference in Chile.
Building on our actions to keep illegally caught fish from coming into U.S. markets, today we're announcing new partnerships to empower developing nations to fight illegal fishing in their own waters.
Among the new initiatives is Sea Scout, a banner for international cooperation in the use of technology to improve detection and coordinate enforcement. The administration says it plans to make new tools available, like light sensors on satellites, to help other countries detect suspicious night fishing. Secretary of State John Kerry said at the Oceans Conference that the world must double down to stop illegal fishing.
It has grown into at least a $10 billion a year industry, illegal fishing. And the only sustainable fisheries are legal fisheries. Enforcing the law is essential for the survival of our fisheries in order to ensure fairness and to keep organized criminal groups out of the ocean.
President Obama also announced that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is taking steps to create two new marine sanctuaries. They are far from Alaska. One is in the Potomac River in Maryland, the other off Wisconsin in Lake Michigan. They are not especially controversial in those states. Obama also sidestepped conflict by going through NOAA, rather than issuing a presidential decree to declare national monuments. But for those who hope or fear that Obama will create a marine national monument in Alaska, take note. Obama says he's not done.
In the coming months, I will look for opportunities to protect even more of our waters.
Congressman Don Young last week predicted Obama will create an Aleutian National Monument, which Young opposes. Young also disputes that the president has any power to create marine monuments under the Antiquities Act. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.